Be Mitch and Finley, 11 a.m. in these streets. All right, Brian, we were talking about this in the break here. If you want to go to the Commanders game this week,
yeah,
say you don't want to spend $1 billion, you better go this week. Because if you want to take the kids, take the family, take your girlfriend, whoever it is, to a Commanders game,
mm-hmm.
I'm on SeatGeek.com right now. They say you can get into the Commanders game. So they're just showing the cheapest possible ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that the stand-in little thing area they do?
I don't know, but I'm just going to go with it because it gives me a baseline, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably it ain't a great seat.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get in the building for $50 this weekend.
Yep.
Next week, Caleb Williams comes to town. Bears Commanders. It's going to be a lot of Bears fans. It's going to be a lot of people wearing that Gonzaga purple, too. That goes up to $95.
And that's what it is right now.
Right.
If both of them win this weekend, it probably goes up to $120.
Totally. And this is for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
November 10th will be the next home game. So they go, they got back-to-back home games, Panthers-Bears, then at the Giants, then they're back to face the Steelers.
The Steelers.
Right now, that's $160. So
yeah, I expect you might want to jump on those.
So, I mean, just think about it. This week's $50. Next week is double. The next home game after that is triple. Then the next home game, so they play the Steelers. Then they got the Thursday nighter in Philly. They're back home.
Dallas. And we know those tickets always.
That's 4X. They're saying 193 to get in.
Mm.
If you want to go, this is the weekend to go.
Lock them in now.
And that's not even including parking, buying a hot dog, whatever it is you're looking for.
Lock them in.
You know, if you want to go, go this weekend. I get that the Panthers might not be the coolest draw, but you're going to watch Jaden anyway. That's what this thing is about. Brian, I'm going to read the statement from the show sheet, and then you're going to answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are the Commanders' keys to victory this Sunday?
Keys to victory this Sunday is run the football, protect the football, and defense don't allow big plays. And what I always say, my last one, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Can't have too many penalties. Do those things, you win the game easily.
Do you think, and this will sound ridiculous, but you're completely right. If they play a clean game, if the sheet is clean this weekend, they should win.
Yeah.
They're the better team. Do you think, what is more likely to you?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota finishes this game or it goes down to the wire?
These type of games bother me, so I'm going to go down to the wire. I think we'll be ahead, but it's very similar to how it was last week with the Ravens, where they kept that two-score thing, but it seemed close, but they kept the two-score thing ahead, something like that.
I see that. Because that game last week with the Ravens were never really in danger of losing, but it was a good game throughout, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see that. And that's kind of how Vegas sees it, I think. They've got this as an 8-point line. Has that moved at all? Is it still sitting at 8? Did it go to 8.5 or 7.5 or anything? I'll pull it up. Yeah, I still see it at 8. So keep it within a one-score game, most likely. There's not a lot about Carolina that's particularly concerning, frankly, but they run the ball well.
They run the ball
and
well.
And when you run the ball well, you got a chance.
Run the ball well. If you happen to get a great drive running the football, it takes 5, 6, 7 minutes off of it, get a touchdown. The other side normally has to react to that. And I've seen a lot of football in my life, and I've seen some great play callers. I've seen some mediocre play callers. You know what they normally do when after somebody does something like that? They come out tossing it. Instead of coming out and run it, you know what I'm saying? They come out tossing. So it changes your game plan. So ultimately, this is a game where we need to get up.
Yeah, I mean, Washington is second best in the league on third down, staying on the field, converting first downs. They're the best in the league on fourth down. They're 9 of 9 on fourth down all season. You know, they're not always converting in the red zone. They're about middle of the pack red zone wise as far as scoring. The Panthers, though, dude, 26th in the NFL converting on third down. 22 out of 71.
That's why if they handle those things I said earlier, they win the game.
Well, easily. Not to diminish what you said, right? But the path you laid out, it's pretty simple. You're the better team. Don't turn it over. Run the ball.
Yeah.
Get out of here with a dub.
Because what
you know what I mean? Like sometimes there's a business of complicating football to get subscribers. This one ain't that complicated.
Why has this team been in all the games mostly this year? Because they're not turning it over.
Protect the ball.
So you give yourself a chance.
Totally. I got a stat for you. Tressway has punted 11 times this year.
Mm-hmm. He did that in one game one time, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely had double digits. Tressway's punted 11 times this season. Johnny Hecker is the Panthers' punter. He's a former All-Pro. Hecker can play.
30?
You're guessing 30?
35.
How many punts for Hecker in 6 weeks, Jeffrey?
6 weeks. Ooh, I'm going 30. I'm going 40.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, because I'm thinking six a week. And maybe one we go 7-8 weeks. Okay, well, 36 then, JP. I'll drop it.
Yeah, I was thinking about 30.
What is it?
25. More than double, Tress. That's honestly a little lower than I would expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you say it, I thought it was going to be super high because they're bad.
It's still pretty high. I mean, it's 4 a week.
Yeah. Not terrible. When you start getting 6 and 7 and higher, that's terrible.
Think about this. Seibert has only been here 5 weeks, right? Because they started with York. Yeah, because week 2, he kicked the 7.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 games, Seibert has 16 field goal attempts and 15 extra points. He's perfect on extra points.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 30, 31, 32 kicks.
Mm-hmm.
31. Pinero is the Panthers kicker. 10 field goals, 10 extra points.
Yeah, not scoring a lot, not getting in position.
Right. You know what's also interesting is that their offense has been way better since Andy Dalton took over. Not calling it good, but much, much better.
They didn't have to do much to be better, Jay.
Yeah, dude, you were right about Bryce Young.
What they were doing, they didn't have to do much to get it better.
Jeff, what's the key to victory this weekend?
I don't want to sound cocky and say I know we're going to score points, but we just really need to score points. And play defense. I think we need to force at least 2 turnovers.
Well, you got the right team for that, Jeff.
Yeah, like this is the time that, you know, we could assert our dominance and really play aggressive. So I'm looking for at least 2 turnovers. If we at least hold them to at least 2 3-and-outs, I think we beat them by 2-3 touchdowns easily.
Coming into this game, the Panthers have lost 10 turnovers.
That's that syndrome, good, but he got some confidence with it. I like it.
Yo, in 6 games, they've lost 10 turnovers.
See, what he said, but the difference between what Jeff used to sound like and what he sounds like now, when he used to say it, he was like, it sounds very hopeful. Now it's like, we got this.
Bro, let's
count. He has more confidence now.
I think we could do this off the top of our head. I think I could do it, frankly, but we could do it. We can make it a team effort. Let's count the Commanders' turnovers this year. There's been so few, we could probably just name them.
2 interceptions.
He threw one at the goal line against Cleveland, and the first one came.
Terry. The one he threw over the middle of the field, Cincinnati to Terry, that was kind of sailed on him a little bit.
Yeah, Cincinnati. I got the fumble.
All right.
McLaurin had the fumble.
3.
I think that's it. Eckler had the fumble, but OZ recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden, I think, had a fumble that somebody got recovered. I think it was a lineman, right?
I think it's only been 3. That's damn good, brother.
Yo, How many turnovers do we think they had through 6 weeks last year?
Ooh. I would go over three. I would damn sure say it's over
three. Sam threw four in week three last year.
Against the Bills. They had five turnovers against the Bills in week three last year when they lost 37-3 at home.
Okay, so let's find out how many you think.
Through 6 weeks last year, they had five in one game. They had three in the opener.
Eight.
And another two in that Thursday nighter against the Bears where they got debacled. So that's 10. A freaking 10.
In 3 weeks?
Through 6 weeks last year, they had 10 turnovers.
That's all.
Through 6 weeks this year, they have three.
Yeah.
That could be the difference.
Very much so. Very much
so. Tobo, what's your key to winning this thing?
Honestly, for me, I don't want to sound like I'm too overconfident, but you're the better football team. Take care of business. Don't have a letdown.
Is Jeff rubbing off on Toby?
Well, I mean,
they said the same thing. I don't want to sound too overconfident.
But just take care of business. If you go out there and play well, which everything so far, they've played decently good football. They went up to Baltimore. They had some jitters early, and then they settled in and played well. Just go out there and play your game, and you should win the football game, unless something crazy happens and Andy Dalton turns the clock back. I don't see that happening. So just go out there and play a good game, and you should find a way to win.
What I think is the thing that they do is they don't worry about the other squad. They worry about making sure that they correct their things and play up to their ability. If they do that, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's they don't strike me as a group. You can't let down when you never get too high. And you're coming off a loss. Like, the one thing I think we have to separate as fans or analysts or whatever the hell is they still lost last week.
Yeah, they lost.
And it's the Ravens. So they're a good team.
That's
but
the thing about it. Like,
you can't have a letdown after a loss.
Yeah, like, no. But the people like talking about trap games and stuff like that, that doesn't fit in this situation. You know, normally a trap game, you go out there, you got a conference game or division rival coming after a team that just fits in that not supposed to be real good. And I don't think that I really don't think this team thinks like that.
It better not. It's not, you know.
I don't think they think like that. I think they're always trying to improve. And, you know, whether he's a rookie or not, that quarterback, people look towards him, especially when you got one that has a lot of confidence. And if they see how he's working and what he's saying and what he's thinking, they follow suit. So if they follow what he's saying, everybody's trying to get better at their craft. And if they get better, then they're going to beat the team that's coming in. If they we're just worrying about the team coming in, then they say, oh, we won't have to work too hard for that. And that's when you get your ass kicked.
Listen, I mean, the numbers through 6 weeks, you can start to trust. They're starting to tell you a story. This isn't that small of a sample size anymore. Carolina comes in 28th in points scored. There's how many teams are there in the league? Just somebody refresh my memory. I believe there's 32. They're 28th. In points scored, 25th in yards gained. Defensively, they're dead last in points surrendered. They have a minus 100 point differential. They're 29th in yards allowed. They're in six games, the total score has been 203 to 103.
Mm.
In six games, Washington has scored 329.
What?
That can't be right.
That ain't possible at all, dude.
That was left. You know what? I got the wrong page.
Oh, I forgot his math. Yeah,
I had the wrong page up.
I'm texting Jeff. I mean, Greg, who can't read.
In six
games. And I'm listening to you, who damn sure can't add.
I had last year's page up. In six.
They didn't score 300 in six games last year.
I had the full season page.
Oh.
In six games, they've scored 178 points.
Okay. That sounds better.
Yo, last year, in 17 games, they scored 329.
Yeah. The only way to do it, something magnificent.
I mean, what's 178 times 3?
It's 178 times 324. carry it, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, five something.
Listen, I'm not trying to get ahead of my skis. I will quote the governor of the great state of Maryland, though, who said the Commanders are a playoff team. Should they be a playoff team means they're playing 18 games. Right? 17 regular season. If you're a playoff team, you at least get one.
Yeah, at least get one.
So whatever 178 times three is, if you just extrapolate a little, that could be their 18-game point total. That's a lot of points, Tobo. You look around football, not just the NFL, but college football especially. They've changed the rules so that offense matters more. That's just the facts. You can try to disrupt that if you want, but they've changed the rules so offense matters more. If you can outscore everybody, you got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean nothing. If you outscore everybody, but if you can't stop nobody, that's the problem. So what has to happen is we keep scoring a lot. What did the man say yesterday? If they score 20, we win the game. Did Joe Witt say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to stop them from scoring over 20.
It's going to be interesting to see. These are not good defenses on the field, but the Panthers are really bad. Dead last in the league in points allowed. Washington 22nd in the league, points allowed, yards allowed. I did want to have a conversation with you, Brian, about UVA, about Tony Bennett, about why now, about what this says about college sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's do that next. If I had to guess, Gene Wong's down in Charlottesville for this UVA presser, and he'll cover it. Like, in the article about Tony Bennett retiring, Tony Bennett, probably Virginia's winningest coach ever, announces his surprise retirement on the eve of the season, period. Graph.
See, that throws me right there, the eve of the season. If you've done it earlier and then you allow that coach, whoever's taking over, yes, the coach has been there. But everybody has a different way of doing things, and you wait until now to do it. It's some players that are thrown.
It's a couple weeks out. Their first game is November 6th. So maybe not the eve of the season, but, I mean, it's October 18th.
18 days.
Yeah. I think you're writing the story of Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, Virginia's winningest all-time basketball coach, announces his surprise retirement 2 weeks before the start of the season. Graph.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett led the Cavaliers to the 2019 NCAA Men's Championship, the first in school history.
Yep.
Graph. Bennett was also the head coach for the first ever one seed to lose to a 16 seed in NCAA tournament history. That's how that goes, right? But I think what's most important—
in it, but it's just like when you write a story, and that story is written to where the negative thing is put in a point where it's a gloss over. You don't really— it's not there to where it has a lot of flair. So they'll find a way to write it. It'll be thrown into the story, but it's going to be somewhere where you're going to miss it in a sense.
I think the great people, probably in all of business and art and music, but certainly in sports, like overcoming adversity matters so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes that story that much better.
He overcame?
Yo, they lost to a 16 seed, and the next year they won the damn tourney. Like, I think it cements kind of the greatness. You know? That's just me, though. Tragedy into triumph. Jeff, what do you make of Bennett quitting October 18th?
See, when you put it like that, that makes it even worse. He quit. One thing you don't want your players to do, quit.
Bro, I know Mark Turgeon personally. He's an awesome dude, but it still bugs me that he quit on the Terps in the middle of the season.
And Tony Bennett bugs me because he's quitting on that team too.
We never know what's going on behind. It could have been something that's
sure.
just festering
that's
up. And
if it's something just medical-wise, I understand. But if he's just leaving because he don't want to deal with something, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I get you on that.
Toby?
Yeah, I mean, it's not shocking that he retired, I don't think. It's just shocking the timing of it. And I heard someone on with Grant and Danny yesterday say that Dean Smith retired on a similar timeline back in whenever he retired in October, whenever year that was. And he was basically saying that you kind of go through the course of things, and if you feel like you get to this point in the year and you're not going to be up for it, then that's the time to retire. But to me, you've got to make this decision a couple of months sooner to help out your basketball team. This is just a couple of weeks before the season, and all of a sudden the head man's gone. That's it's peculiar to me.
So
see, this is what I mean by – we talked about this yesterday about coaches and – like you talked about Nick Sirianni. When players do it at the last second, they get destroyed. Why is it so cool for the coach to do it? It should be held across the board. If he's the guy that's held to a higher standard, he should do better. So I don't see it. I see if he just left because he don't want to deal with something, coward. If he left because of medical stuff, I understand totally. But if it's just I'm leaving, quitting now, coward.
It sure seems like that's what it is. And somebody pointed this out to me last night. His father, Dick Bennett, is a coaching legend, right? Coach at Wisconsin, coach at Washington State. When he was at Wisconsin, Bennett, his father, quit three games into the year. So there's like kind of a track record of it. And I almost think this is worse for Dick Bennett. Dick Bennett quit three games into the 2000 season, citing burnout. 3 years later, he took the Washington State job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, yeah. I tell you what. I don't know who's coaching Wisconsin now, but I believe Tony Bennett played for his father at Wisconsin, right? Look up the Wisconsin coach for me, Toby.
Greg Gard, yes.
Guard. Better watch your neck. Because this dude just quit and is tired and doesn't like NIL or whatever it is. He's from Wisconsin.
Are they playing well right now?
I don't know a damn thing about them.
What was the record last year?
I'll tell you from my time up there, it's wishy-washy with Guard and all their coaches. So,
would you be at all shocked if 3 years from now he's refreshed, he's revitalized,
and refreshed and he goes
they got a
there,
hell of an NIL program.
It'll be quicker than 3 years if that's what he's doing.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
I'm saying if that's what he's doing, and I'm going to have the same mindset I have right now. If it's not medical, coward.
B, you're going to hate this if this is factual. Aiden Dollins on Twitter just tweeted me. Tony Bennett waited until now so that the kids can't actually do anything with their 30-day transfer window.
Straight coward.
If that's accurate, that is lame AF.
That's that bitch asses right now. Yeah, that's what that is.
Jeff Walker got a new song next. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Hope everybody's enjoying it. Now our guy Toby is a straight lace fella, great kid. They keep throwing him in with us, and it's like. Toby learns a lot during our program.
He's going to be well-rounded for the rest of the world, man. We're getting him right.
There are
other people might leave him short of some things. We're filling in the blanks.
It's true. Different mindset.
Yeah,
here.
Toby.
You enjoy doing our show, Tobo.
Absolutely.
Do you hear weird stuff that you're not accustomed to during the commercial break?
Hey, listen, man, I can do anything. I owe my entire career here to UJP, so whatever you need.
Cut it out. All right, we got real news here. In about 10 minutes, you guys get to hear from Daryl Green. Brian and I got to talk to Daryl. Not only is he getting his jersey retired this weekend, which is so damn cool, he's getting the key to the city.
Yeah.
Are you speaking at that event or just attending?
Yeah, speaking.
Okay, because you're on the press release. I don't know
if you're scared.
That's very cool.
I'm on the press release.
Yeah.
Oh, I was.
Tomorrow at Franklin Park, if anybody's interested, go check it out. It should be really cool. The mayor's going to be there. It's going to be very cool.
Yes, it will be.
Speaking of announcements, perhaps not as big of a deal, Jeff just announced to Toby that at high noon they're doing sex aerobics in the aquarium.
Yeah, man, I'm about to teach Toby how to open his hips so he can have the blood flow and circulation.
I'm not really sure where the plural came from because I'm not participating.
Yo.
Oh, no.
I could actually use some hip opening.
We got to stop some of this talk, y'all. Y'all getting a little too.
I'm talking exercise.
You
call it sex aerobics.
You are the
dude.
One that say pause all day, and there are a lot of people pausing right now on this one.
It's called sex aerobics because it's for men and women. It's opening up your body. Yeah. Y'all gotta get y'all minds out the gutter, man.
You the main one.
I gotta get y'all minds out the gutter.
And you, all that stretching you're doing, and you're still stiff as a damn board.
Actually, you are.
Jeff, let's get to an area where you excel.
Okay.
Every week you make a hype song.
Yeah, do that.
You are 4-2 in hype songs made this year. We're not going to go back to last year because nobody did very well. You got a little grief last week about using a Baltimore beat for that song. I like that song.
Hey, yo, I liked it too. It's just we got to do something different, you know? Every now and then we got to switch it up. We can't just have the same sound every week.
So... But here's my concern, Brian. Before you took the field, B, did you always have this feeling of we're going to kick their ass?
Yeah.
And it was a mindset, and you wore that, right? And I said, Jeff, you got a banger for us this week? He's like, man, it's all right. That's how it went down, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a little, I don't know. He must have.
Are you nervous?
He must be nervous. He didn't really put his best in.
All right, so. I ain't gonna lie. For the past couple of weeks, I've been nervous about my songs. Like I don't even say it. Like when I tell my friends, like,
you know what, you good. I'm gonna tell you why. Because if you're not nervous, then it's not no good anyway.
Yeah, because like each song get better, and like for the last couple of weeks, everyone been like, "This my favorite song. This my favorite song." So now it's like when I'm going in the studio, like yesterday, I'm like, "Dang, how can I beat last week?"
Yeah,
but well, I think it's good. I think it's a good song.
After Thrill and Mike had to go make another album.
You know who. I love that he openly admits this. There's no false bravado. You know who's nervous every time he goes on the football field?
Who?
Jaden Daniels. He says he gets butterflies.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, do it to him.
All right,
Mike is yours.
You know, last week, I don't care how Ashburn Syndrome-ish it sounds, we could have won that game. We just needed to make a play, and that's the inspiration for this week.
We could have won that game
for this week.
We didn't make a play when we needed to make a play. Now my question this week is, who gonna make a play?
Who gonna make a play this week? I need the offense and defense. Take advantage of their weakness. I said,
now we know why he was nervous.
No, that was the computer fault. Nah, the computer, like, what this update thing up, and it just stopped it.
I had to hit you with a pause during the song.
No, I said pause in the song. I said it as an ad lib. But
Jeff, get that thing playing again.
Yeah, we're gonna run that back.
All right, we're gonna run it back. Coming up, 12:45. That was a little teaser for you, Daryl Green.
That's it, a teaser.
Daryl Green next.